そうすごい早く。
I'm going here. This not, you know. Okay. Okay. Now, what I want to do is finish the 14th Shoresh, at least the Hagdoma that he has to say for Mitzvahs. And first, I want to talk about what we call Milchemes Mitzvah. Okay, Mechamis Vishus. Because you will see the steer between the Rambam Mishneh Torah and Sefer Mitzvahs about this. And I thought it was amazing. And, 1 second. Yeah. In Minyan HaKotzer, Minyan HaKotzer is like this. Kuf Sadi, okay? This is amazing, okay? Kuf Sadi. What's the mitzvah? What's Kuf Sadi? Remember that Kuf Pei Zayin is Zayin Amamu. Kuf Pei Ches is Mechias Amalek. And Kuf Pei Tei talks about Mechias Amalek. Now it's Kuf Sadi. Kuf Sadi, actually. Okay. Kuf Sadi. Kuf Sadi, Minyan HaKotzer. Lasseis B'mechemes Rishus K'mishpot HaKosu Batera. Shenema kisikra vel ir. If you want to, kisikra vel ir. Or does do a mitzvah miuchedes and minin a mitzvahs? What you call mechemes rishus, right? You look also in Kufsadi, in the minin a mitzvahs, is like this. Kufsadi. Lasse, it says like this: He hamishpot shenosanono b'mechemes shahu umois. It's not Amalek and it's not Zainam. It's shahu umois. V'hi hanikris mechemes rishus. Or the mishpat, the mitzvah is the. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Lasse is b'mechemes kemishpat. I'm not even sure. If you look over here, is the mitzvah. You see, look at the thing. Lasseis b'mechemes kemishpat. Is the mitzvah do the mechoma, or the mitzvah is when you do this mechoma, could do it kemishpat akosu batera. It's a ladder. It's kemishpat akosu batera, right? There's no mitzvah of mechemes rishus. Or that the mitzvah is, or that the mechemes rishus kemishpat akosu batera. Right?
Is that pshat the psukim too?
1 second. So it means lechera then. It means lechera that the whole idea of Sheila Sholem is only in Shara Amin then. Because otot the milchem is kut kemishu vashchos batera, and that's what it is, lechera. Ki sikra le'ir. Ki sikra le'ir lechom lechem ala. Okay? As he says, hi ha-mishpot, v'ze ki anachnu mitzavinu, and that's what he says, mefurish. Kishenilcham imom nafticham al nafshom levad im yashlimu. That's the mishmar kos. The mitzvah is not the mulchomo, but kimishmar kos. Kimishmar kos. Im yashlimu imono v'yitnu lonu huagotzeis v'nechayveim loseis lonu mas vavdus v'amo yisale yiyu lechol lamas vavaducha. Okay. Yilochol amas vavaducha. V'chu I'm skipping. V'im lo yashlimu nitzavim lahara kol zocho shuv medina ahi hagedolim ulekachas ulekachas kol hashelohem v'chol anoshim v'u'amo yisale. So it means the Kriya L'Sholem, okay? The Kriya L'Sholem, the Mas V'Avaducha is all dinim in Melchemes in Melchemes Rishus. K'mish Barakos Abateira. K'mish Barakos Abateira. said it's number 14?
14.
Okay. So that's what you have now. So it means that the Milchemes is a mitzvah called Milchemes Rishus, and the mitzvah is not the Milchom itself. A Milchemes mitzvah, the mitzvah is the Milchom. Right? Here, the mitzvah is not the Milchom. The mitzvah is in otot and di Milchemes Rishus, lasu kemish brakos batera. Okay? That's what he says. That's in Kufsadi, in Meina Kotze, and also in Meina Mitzvah. Okay? Now listen to Mishneh Torah. And ask yourself, was there Chazor over here from what he said, basically, in Sefer Mitzvahs? Okay? Ulam nire. Okay, here it is. It goes like this. Here you look at the mitzvah yud beis in Prater Mitzvahs, at the beginning of Hilchos Melachim. It's called Hilchos Melachim Umulchamois. People call it Hilchos Melachim, but it's Hilchos Melachim. He put two svarim together. There's the halacha of Umulchamois, and there's the halacha he puts, like he puts Shefa and Sukkah and Lulav together. That's even though he had in mind L'chatchila in the Akdoma to say for mitzvahs that each halacha should be separate, he thought if they're smaller, he puts them all together, he put them together over here. So here basically is Hilchos Melachamois, Yud Beis, okay, Lishloach Sholoim, Lishloach Sholoim, Liyoshvo Ir Kishitzom Olero. Volodim Bo Kashem Mufuish Bateo. Vim Tashlim Vim Loisashlim. Okay? He doesn't say anything about what type of Muhammad. It's just dumb. Lishloach, listen, Lishloach Sholoim, Liyoshvo Ir Kishitzom Olero. Volodim Bo Kishitzom Olero. Okay? But there's nothing at all about what type of Muhammad is, okay, in the Prater Mitzvahs. Now, look at Paragraph of Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Melachim Muhammad. In Oisim Muhammad, im Odom Boilom, ad shekirin loy sholem, echod milchemes horishus, vi echod milchemes mitzvah, sheneemar, ki sikra vel ili lochim oleo, v'krosei leo l'sholem. So it means that which the Ram called the mitzvah of Muhammad Rishus, Kemishbar Kos Bateru, there's no such mitzvah. The mitzvah is that in all Muhammad's to do Kemishbar Kos Bateru. So there's no peculiar din of Muhammad Rishus Bacham. Okay, so then, if you look over here in the Akdoma, you certainly understand that what he writes is "V'yadua sheina noshin donos v'lo meidos v'lo makrivos korban b'yadein v'lo nuchames v'lo mechemes rishus." Okay. So I'll ask you something, hello. So what is this talking about? You see, because the Rambam is talking about the mitzvah is not noig. He's talking about which mitzvahs are not noig by noshim. Okay? So what does it mean, the mitzvah is not noig by noshim? What mitzvah are we talking about, Chemes Rishus? Or did the mitzvah of Chemes Rishus in Mishneh Torah is certainly not doing anything? Okay? Because that's a din in all Mechomes. Okay? And the mitzvah of Chemes Rishus is not the Mechemes Rishus, but it's to do in the Mechemes Kemishbar Kos Bateru, to be Kerei L'Sholem, not Kerei L'Sholem. So what it means that it's not on the Noshim to be Kerei L'Sholem, that's what we're talking about. Or it's different than what he said there. What does he mean over here? Okay? The question is, certainly in Sefer Mitzvah, in Mishneh Torah, it's impossible to interpret this line. What does he mean? That the Noshim are Mechuyiv to be Nilcham? And then the mitzvah is that the Mechemes Rishus itself is the Mechama. Okay? Or it means that this peculiar din, that the Kriya, who's Mechuyiv? The Kriya, I mean, the Emes is the Kriya. The Kriya doesn't have to be in the Loichem and Bechal. Okay? So what? They're not allowed to fight until they do this Kriya. And that's their din. And the women don't fight at all, so they're not Mechuyiv at all. So you have to ask yourself, what exactly does he mean here? But I just wanted to make it clear, because I don't think it was clear. Last, you know, Shabbos, this Shabbos of book is Ben Gavra LeGavra. I was looking this over, and I said to myself, there's a new world here, okay? So that's point number one, okay? Now, point number two. We pointed out last time, okay, that, on the time before probably, that lichpoish, you see, in the translations that we have, and Frankel, and whatever it is, it's kibush ha'arotzeis. He has like this mitzvah, okay? The proper translation, both you find in Kapach and in Korach, is kibush ha'aretz. Okay? So we're asking ourselves, so that's the proper translation, okay? But the question is, what is this? What is the mitzvah? Correct? So, l'cheira, what happened over here? Because, see, if you look over here, he talks about v'yadua shel mochama v'kibush ha'aretz lo yiyu el b'melech, right? So it means it's two separate things. So l'cheira, what it means is here, there's a mitzvah of kibush ha'aretz independent of mochamas. Correct? It's a mitzvah from the atzma l'cheira. Correct? The problem is here, he clearly sees that even for kibush ha'aretz you need melech, right? Because he says, v'yadua shamulcham v'kibush ha'aretz lo yiyu ela b'melech, correct? U'batas sanhedrin gedoyla v'kohen gadol, correct? I'm not getting involved, you know, they make this big political thing here and there, but I don't know if they quote the Duke come over here, and I don't know if they're interested in that, interest in their agenda, I assume. Okay, now listen to Rambam over here in Hilchos Tumos. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Eretz Yisrael, who amur b'chol mokim, he who arotzes shekibshu melech Yisrael, o novi midas loev Yisrael. So it's an amazing thing. But I didn't see they really talking about this, okay? V'zeu aniko kibush rabim, okay? Okay. So it means that kibush ha'aretz does not require melech. Okay? And here you clearly get the impression that kibush ha'aretz and mochemis mitzvah are two separate things. Because mochemo, the Ram says, in Perikavos and Hedrin, hey Mochemis Meshus, hey Mochemis Mitzvah, require Melech. But what doesn't require Melech? But the difference between Mochemis Mitzvah and Mochemis Meshus is as far as Atzah Sanhedrin, okay? Here the Ram is saying that Kibush HaOretz does not require Melech. So it's different to what's going on over here, okay? But the truth is, it's a very strange thing, which I pointed out to you last week. We don't find the mitzvah of kibush ha'aretz, and we don't know what the Rambam is talking about over here. Because the Rambam has himself, kuf pei zayin is zayin amimim, kuf pei ches is amalek, and kuf tzadi, whatever it is lasa is the mechemes v'shus, or in general, mechoma k'mish brakosa batera. Okay? So kibush ha'aretz doesn't fall anywhere. So how does all this play itself out? Because the Ram himself, when he talks about, when he says, Zayin Amimim, that's Mochemes Mitzvah. Or Mochamtom, Mochemes Mitzvah. Therefore, and it's only going to Zayin Amim, therefore he asks that since the Zayin Amim are not around anymore, so maybe the mitzvah should be bottled. And that's a discussion about if the chefsa that you do the mitzvah on is not kayin, that's not mabatal mitzvah. The mitzvah to turn with mutal al chivas gav. Okay? And that's in Melachim Perek Hei Alocha Dalet. Mitzvah Seh Lahachim Shiva Amim Shnei Mahachim Tachrimim. Chol Shibol Yod Echa Mehem V'lo Hogoi Oive V'lo Yisa Shnei V'lo Yisa Chaya Kol Neshama. So I'm not sure over here. Chol Shibol Yech, I'm not sure. Do you require Mocham over here? Chol Shibol Yech. Okay, but then I'm not getting involved in that. Okay? there's a very so here we're at a situation that we don't know where we're standing. Because the text over here in Hakdama to Minyan HaMitzvah clearly points to a mitzvah of kibush moch kibush ha'aretz, completely independent of Muhammad. Okay. Muhammad's mitzvah, Muhammad's Meshus. Okay. And you would have assumed like that, because especially in Mishneh Torah, he says that you can have a Navi. And you don't need a Melech. Okay. But you don't find some mitzvah. Okay. So let me now read to you something. I found an amazing Lashon, which I didn't find people picking up on. And you tell me what you think. Okay. This is just a diuk. You tell me if I'm missing something. Perek Aleph of Hilchos Trumos, Halacha Gimel. Okay, after he talks about Kibush Abim, Kibush Yochid, like this. Ma Yordu, he's talking about Surya. There's a din of Eretz Yisrael, there's Chutzlah, this is Surya, correct? Ma Yordu, we're talking about Surya, Mimai this Eretz Yisrael, Mishikovash Isa Kunush Yishbosh, Kol Eretz Yisrael. Elanish Arbo Mishivas Amamin. Can you explain to me that sentence? If I would have been writing the Rambam and counted everything, I would have written like this. And Charlotte, period. What is a Shiva Amamin? You see, I thought that Shiva Amamin is a separate mitzvah to be Machim Shiva Amamin. Me'eretz Yisrael. Okay? But the fact that's a Seder in the Kibush and the Kibush Rabbin, you get the impression in Rambam that there's some relationship between Hachrin Tachrim and Mezayin Amim and Kibush Oretz. Because if not so, because the Rambam is a Seder, what do you have to do? You have to do Eretz Yevticha L'Avrom, and then you're allowed to be Kibush Kol Olam, whatever you want. Okay? Wasn't doing anything. Let's say Louis Tzur, there's no Zayin Amim anymore. But some other Amim are there in Eretz Yisrael, and you won't cleave to Eretz Yisrael. So if you would have asked me, I would have said, oh, that's the problem, correct? Because you have to be cleave to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, until you have to remove the Zayin Amim from Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Kibush, and that's the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael. So I ask myself, according to the Rambam, is there a difference between the Kibush and the Zayin Amim? And maybe it's all one mitzvah. On the other hand, it can't be all one mitzvah because of Navi. Right? Because Muhammad's mitzvah requires Melech. So I have no clue what's going on. How could you say, I'm just amazed by this, okay? How could you say that the problem of the Seder Surya, and I heard a lot of shul, a lot of people talking about Surya itself, is talking about, you know, they talk about you don't go in the, you don't go in and Kovish outside unless you do your own hometown. Whatever, the way the Sifris, the Rashi, getting the Tesis, get, you know, every, all Yeshiva Shereid, okay? But Lemaisa is, it's a question about Kibush Eretz Yisrael. And that's what he started. But he says, Shenisha bo Mizayin Amamin? Was it doing anything? Shenisha bo Mizayin Amamin. So I get the impression it's the same. So maybe according to Ram, Kibush is part of Zayin Amamin. He doesn't talk about it, okay? But if it's part of Zayin Amamin, so therefore what? That there's no, that Louis Tzuv, there's no Zayin Amim, so why is there a problem the mitzvah's not Kayim anymore? I just don't know what happened over here. The Rambam seems to be flipping here. He seems to be a mitzvah of Kibush Oretz. In Mishneh Torah, he talks about the Kibush Oretz, but he puts together the Zayin Amim. It's an amazing thing. I don't know what happened.
Here it's post Yeshiva Amim. It's worse.
What?
Here it's post Yeshiva Amim. He's talking about his manazah.
Who here?
In the Hakdama here.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mizmanazah, there's no Kibush Haaretz.
Yeah.
So there's no Zayin Amim to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're correct. So correct. He's talking about Mizmanazah. Correct. Correct. And I'll tell you even more, okay? In light of what you just said, I want to tell you a very interesting thing. I was told that those that claim, you know, that has this, there's this almost a fixation, the Chabad, the Mitzvah, the Mechemse, Israel, Dos, Yens, Rashi, it's almost like, you know, it's almost became a new religion, okay? So what everyone tries to do is say the Ram also fits into the thing, but, you know, they flip it, okay? So someone flips it and says that the Mitzvah is to, it's a Hagdoma, like in Cherish Yud, for Kiddush Eretz Israel, okay? Correct? So if that's the case, I ask myself a question. Since the Rama paskins that the kibush sheni is chzik, is through chazok or not through kibush, so to say there's a mitzvah kibush b'zmanazeh, and that's the mitzvah of, you know, how does it all work together? Because they say the Rama quotes kibush rabim, so it's kibush also kibush rabim. I don't know if it's rabim, I don't know what this is. You know, I'm not even sure that the Rama is talking about kibush rabim. It doesn't say what it is. It talks about melech. But here he's talking about melech. So it's melech. It's, I don't know who it is. Okay. But to say that the whole issue is in order for Kiddush Eretz Yisrael, when the Shittas Rambam is, unless he changed, Shittas Rambam is very clear in Hilchos Beis Bechira and Perek Vav, that, and that's up Chayin's all the Shtikoter, Ve'etibcha, Ve'ibcha, Ve'abu Secho, with Yerushalmi and Shvi'ez, that I'm Perek Vav, that Abu Secho was to Kibush, you, his Rishon Kodesh. So kibush can't be anything kibush has nothing to do with the kishtorets. Now she tell me that's what he means. Kibush is a chazoka. It's buying the land. What doing melech? What's he talking about? Beseda. Okay. That was just a comment on your comment. Okay. Okay. Now next. However, it is very clear in the Ramban that there is a mitzvah. In mitzvah shocharav, but the chiddush is, I want to tell you something. What the Ramban did, he calls kibush eretz Yisrael a mechemes mitzvah. Okay. No, so you could also play it out like this. You could say there's no mitzvah kibush. The mitzvah is yeshiva, and kibush is only hakdomo and perikyu. But the Ramban says that's not true. The kibush is also part of the mitzvah. Okay. Okay. Very nice. So, how does this relate with Zayin Amamin? Okay. So the amazing thing, if you look at the Ramban leaves Kuf Pei Zayin. There's a mitzvah for Shiva Amim. But independent of the mitzvah of Shiva Amim, there's a mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Two separate mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs. Because Kuf Pei Zayin, he's not mesalik from the minyan. And the mitzvah shocharav, the mitzvah say, he has a new mitzvah. So the Rambam, he has a mitzvah of kibush ha'aretz in the Hagdoma. You don't know what happened to it, okay? You have a confusion in Hilchos Trumas, what exactly he's talking about over there. Because on one hand, he says that it's good enough novi kibush ha'aretz. On the other hand, he puts together with Zayin Amim. You don't know what happened. Maybe he moved away, and he said, not like he said in Sefer Mitzvahs, maybe that Zayin, but it's odd. You see, The sentence is very difficult, okay? It certainly points, there's a relationship between Zayin Amamin and Kibush Ha'aretz, certainly, okay? However, if it's part of the Melchemes Mitzvah, there should have been a mention in Hilchos Melochim and Melchamos, where he's talking about all the dinim to say something about the Kibush Eretz Yisrael. And there's no mention of that at all. There's only a side mention that Ki'ilu in the Seder, it's Mamash Pella, it's something that's fully Pella. So I have nothing more to say about this, okay? But I think it's amazing, okay? But it's clear on Ban, it's two separate mitzvahs, and each one separately is called Mechemes Mitzvah. He stresses in the Mitzvah Shochach Rav that it's Mechemes Mitzvah, and I assume that Zayin Am is also Mechemes Mitzvah. At least the Ram clearly says it. No. Okay. He says. That's what he says at the end of, in his discussion of the Mitzvah Shocharav, Asei Uvias, Horo Shehoi, he says like this, would quote that Bishloach Hashem Eschem Mikolish Barnea Lemo Alu Shuas Oretz Hashem Nasati Lochem Vakashe Loovu Lalois B'may Mazeh Kosu V'Tamas Ki Hashem. Tamu is Pi Hashem. Elokeichem v'lo emantem loy v'lo shematem koloy. Hoy ro'o shehoi yisrael mitzvah v'lo yeyud v'havtocha. V'zu hi shachachomim kiri noiso milchemes mitzvah. Ota di etzim milchomes milchemes mitzvah. Okay? And this milchemes mitzvah requires, and whatever this is, it's kiva sh'o, it's Ram says it requires melech. And Rambam, I assume, also. I don't know. Unless you say the Ramban Mechames doesn't require Melech. I don't know. You know. Everyone will flip this around the way that they want it to be flipped. Okay? Now. Next.
Is there another stira between the Rambam also about the Ezra Sisro Miatzah that he doesn't mention here in Sefer Mitzvah?
I don't think so at all. Okay? I'll tell you why. I think in the Maria Shir, Marebi mentioned this, okay? He said that it's possible Mechemes Amolek, I think it worked out in one of the Rishon, is not Mechemes Mitzvah. And Mechemes Yisro Miatzah is Mechemes Mitzvah. Okay? Because it could be Milchemes Mitzvah is not an issue of Minyan HaMitzvahs. Milchemes Mitzvah is the different chefs of Milchomo. And the Dina Milchemes Mitzvah and the Dina Milchemes Rishus. Okay? And this Milchomo in chefs is called Milchemes Mitzvah. Therefore, Noshim, Michupasam, whatever it is, Milchemes Rishus don't do it. As a Shil Miyatzah, a girl who just got married in the Chuppah, she can't say, no, I have nothing to do with this. Whether you're going to go like the Achrin, who didn't like that women should go out to battle and they have to help or whatever it is, but they can't say, I have nothing to do with this. As you saw, Biatzah, everyone has to get involved. Because even though it's not, there's no mitzvah say in the Torah to do this, Muhammad. But the chefsa of the Muhammad is the chefsa Muhammad's Meshus, a mitzvah. And therefore you have all the deen. You shouldn't confuse the two. Okay? So, Kuvi Muhammad's Hamolek. It's not a mitzvah. It could be it is a mitzvah, and it could be the chefs of Muhammad is not a Muhammad's mitzvah. You know, it could be any way you want. Okay? Okay? You say that? So that's the. I would only ask the following question, okay? If I were you, I'd ask the following question, okay? What is the purpose of the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs? Or the Ramban over here, the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs in Kuf Pei Zayin, and in Kuf Pei Ches, in the same Milchemes Mitzvah, okay? Or the Ramban in Mitzvah Sei Shochara with Viz. If you're going to tell me that Milchemes Mitzvah is a right, that's the Chom Mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs, then it has to do with Minyan HaMitzvahs, then the quotation is correct. But if it's just telling you that the Chefs of Milchom is Milchemes Mitzvah, it doesn't tell you anything other Mitzvah, the quotation is out of place. So if you would have asked me the question, the proper answer to the question you asked me is the following, okay? In Sefer Mitzvahs, you're correct. The Ram doesn't quote Eretz Yisrael because the Milchemes Mitzvah is that it's a Chayitach, that it's a Mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay? Okay. In Mishneh Torah, the Biatzah, it's no right to anything. It's that the Chefs of the Muhammad has a Din in Milchemes Mitzvah. It's no right to anything. Okay? So then it's interesting that certainly that the Milchemes Rishus, the Chefsa, there's no Chiv to do the Mloch, as we talked about, Milchemes, as we talked about, and certainly in Minyan HaMitzvahs, okay, I don't know what's going on over here, in the in the shloshim because the noshim patulin. So therefore, what? What are they potter for? Okay, is that fair now? So this all has to be revamped to be organized. Okay. Now next. Next is like this. Here, the Ram continues like this. Ulefalsin, we spoke about the Umvetumim, Akleyin, right? Okay. Ulefalsin, Inyonim Hoelu, Kulam, Ulepirsum. It's an amazing thing. Who he's talking about, the Stam person who he's addressing to. Ulepirsum, Inyonim Hoelu, Kulam, Eitzalova Anoshim, that all that he said over here is such a double portion that Mechem, the Mechomai, and Kibush Olet requires Melech and Sanhedrin, whatever. It's so posh, he doesn't have to say it. Ulapisa Munyonim or Elu, Kulam, Eitzalov, Hanoshim, Kol Mitzah Seva, Loisach Tia Tuluya, Bekobonis, Abavidis, over Mrs. Bezin, over Sanhedrin. I spoke about that last. Oh, but Sanhedrin, let's call it, you know, I think I spoke about this, right? Sanhedrin. Oh, Benovi, Oi, Bemelech. Oh, Bemelchemis Mitzah, Bemelchemis Rishus. Lo, it's Tarach Shoime Bo. So there's like two categories, Bemelchemis Mitzah, Bemelchemis Rishus. Again, two categories. What's the Bemelchemis? What is the Bemelchemis Rishus over here? What's the Mitzah? Okay. See, he says, and we talked about avoidance also, what goes on in Makim Shev Bayis, how does this fit together with what he says in Shkuti Chutz, correct? So he says like this, Lo etztarech she'ime bo, the following quote, U'mitzvah zeis ein onu chayom bo el b'fnei Bayis. In all these things depend upon Bayis, which I discussed. I think I mentioned to you, you know, it's a very odd thing that Bifnei Abayis, what's going on with Sanhedrin? Because the Ram only says, the Ram in the midst of Sanhedrin says, I think I mentioned it last week, the Ram in the midst of Sanhedrin, the only problem is the Mises Bezin required Bifnei Abayis. And here he seems to say Sanhedrin itself. Unless you're going to say Sanhedrin won't be reinstituted until later. You have to ask yourself, what's going with Sanhedrin, okay? Now, the question is, why is Melech have to do with Bayis? Right? Because he says Melech, and Nevuah are not going to come back until we do Kapol, Bechule, right? But it depends upon Bifnei Abayis. Okay? See here. Let's see the Rambam. In Hilchos Melochim. Mochamis, the end of Hilchos Melochim, Mochamis, is kilu, the convergence of Melochim together with Mochamis. Completely. Okay? Because it goes like this. Hamelech HaMashiach Perek Yir Aleph Halacha Aleph Osin La'amoid U'lahachzir Malchus David L'yoishno L'memsholoch Rishayno U'boine HaMikdosh U'mekapet Nitche Yisrael. So the chayr, the pash, the ramam is that the Mashiach comes, he's immediately, that's what he does. He's going to base a mikdash. So the chayn, the mitzvah, which is tluyis b'melech, tluyis base a mikdash. That's the ram's trying to tell you. Okay? It means base a mikdash kayim. So, and the vu is also chayz b'yachad melech. And there's a Bamid Baraba in Parshas Nosai, which would support this. And Parshas Yud Gimel, Simon Beis. L'kishis Eurer, Melech HaMashiach, Shu Nosan B'Tzofon, Yovo, V'yivne Es Beis HaMikdash, shunosim bedorim. It goes to the Kosovo Omer, Hariroisi, Heiroisi, Mitzofon. Okay? So it clearly, the Medrash puts them together. V'chein, there's a Gemara in Sukkah, and then Beis, Amud Beis, V'yagani Hashem arbo chroshim. Man ninhu arbo chroshim, Amr Reb Chano bar Bizno, Amr Reb Shimon chasido, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, V'yaliyohu, V'chayhen tzedek. And Rashi, what's Abo Choroshim? What's a Choresh? He's an Umun, Rashi says. Rashi says, Diramas O Choroshim, Umnim, Meshichim, Shneim, Meshichim, Shneim Choroshim, Lebinyan Beis Hamikdosh. Elio Chorash Evan, Shabona Mizbeach Bahar Kamer, Matsun Shosid Lishtalech. So, Chayil Melech Mashiach has to do according to this more also with the Binyan Abayis, the Umnim, Kilo to build the Abayis. Okay, there's more Ma'al Makrimis to this. You'll see it's Eliezer, in Chelig Yud, Simon Hey, the Ramaschal Yud Aleph, Bafilu. The Mashal also, if you look in Megillah, in Chelek Aleph, in Megillah, in Chedusha Godes, Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, to the Amas of Akivin Shabbat David, Shnei Bahavi Isim El Hal Kodshi. Bahavi Isim, what's a Kivin Shabbat Melch? So what does it do? That's what he's dealing with. So it's a relationship between Melch Mashiach and Binyan Abayis. And that's the Ram is talking about over here. However, in Yerushalmi, in Ma'aseh Sheni, there's an issue about this. Yerushalmi, Ma'aseh Sheni, Perek Hei Halacha Beis, Omer Ba'acha, Zei Semeres, She Beis Hamikdash, Osad Libono, Iskridim, Lamalchus Beis David. She Ne'emar, Kidu Kidichsiv, V'dam Einov Tishte, Chemo, that it's the opposite. So it means there seems to be an issue in Tanoim about the Seder. Or maybe it's close. The question about it, are you the Itue Yerushalayim, the Ma'aseh Sheni, or Abulaz Shita? Yerushalmi goes back and forth about this. What is the relationship between Seder, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Moshiach? The Seder. Whatever it is, the Ram seems this, they're closely interrelated. Okay? Okay, now, here we go. Let's start now, going back to Shoresh Risha. Okay? HaShoresh HaRishon. She'ein ro'oi limnois b'chlal hazeh HaMitzvahs Shehein Midrabono. So what's Bichlal Hazeh? Some translate this as Bichlolois Hazeh. Some translate B'schum Hazeh. What it means is the minion of Tayag. That's what it is, Bichlolos. This minion, which with the, is the focal point of the whole of the Shoshim, how to ascertain what is a mitzvah, and ascertain what is not a mitzvah, whichever way you want to look at it, okay, is the focal point over the minyan mitzvahs, okay? That's what we're talking about over here. That's the shrush. She'en roi limnos b'chlol es hazeh mitzvah she'en d'rabon. See here, you have to ask yourself a question. What do you need this for? What's the purpose of this? Ram has a separate Shoresh called Shoresh Beis. You look at it. Shein roi livnois mitzvahs hanilmedes v'yud gimel midah shatoyin nidreshes behen o b'ribui. Correct?
So I would tell you, so, if you can't learn, the Rav Pirush B'Shnai says very clearly that Yigum Midas were given to Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay, it's not something that, you know, Chazal came up with. So what's your problem? Okay. See here, let's continue a little bit, and I think the Ram will give the answer himself. Okay. Da. Ki zehu inyan lo hoye roi. He says lo ore is probably lo hoye. Lo ore is previous to wake up. It's not, you know, it's not a proper verb. It's an infinitive. Don't do it. Lo hoye, or let's call it the proper translation. Lo ore, I don't know what to mean. Lo hoye or love. Then it says uvi uroi. Okay? Vi uroi. So this, I have no clue what's going on over here. Okay? So in the Arabic translation, okay, of Kapach, it says Machmas Pashtusai. Lohoy loy lohoy olov Machmas Pashtusai. So that makes sense, okay? And Korach, in his translation, he says Kivachu Poshit. And I guess the Arabic points to the word Poshit. What he's talking about over here, where this word came from, is beyond my comprehension. But you should understand it the way, you know, because the Ram wrote in Arabic, you have to understand what he said, not what the translator said, I think. Okay? Okay, next. Now, ki acha shehoya loshana Talmud, okay? Now, the prop, kapach, it's a proper to shahari kevon. Sharikavan Shaloshana Talmud. I don't know Hoya. The word Hoya is not there at all. This is a Kavan, Sharikavan Shaloshana Talmud, right? You said something like that? Yeah. Hoya is a very strange, what do you mean it was in the past? That's a very strange phrase. And the Hoya, there's no relation to Arabic that it's there. So I would think, Shahare, the proper way is the way he translates Shahari Kevon Sheloshen HaTalmud Sheish Me'ois V'Shloish Esrei Mitzvah V'Shloish Esrei Mitzvahs. Okay, the Ram doesn't write out Tayag. I think they put here Tayag. Hello, it's in Tayag in the Sfarim here. Sheish Me'ois V'Shloish Esrei. Very good. Very good.
In the Arabic too,
but that's in Kapach. But what anyone has?
It says
Tayag. I'm saying that's like, you know, he decided the Rambam wrote it out, and he decided no, he's going to Makat. So I think, you know, you have to present what the Rambam said. It says Sheish Moshe Shloshesrei, right? Correct. Okay, Mitzvos Nemru Loi LeMoshe B'Sinai. Okay. Now here, this nusach in the Gemara Makis is Losha Talmud. He's referring to the Gemara Makis Chof Gimel Mebeis. Okay, this nusach is in all Kisvei Yad. Okay, it's in Ksav Yad Minchin. Okay, that's the resurface Ksav Yad. Ksav Yad Yarov Herzog, and it's also Gis Ramban Nasogis in Reish Sherish Aleph. Okay. However, if you open Gemara Makis, that's not the Gis there. So just don't cut them the Gemara Makis. All the Kisvi Yad say like that, and it's like that in the Rambam and like that in the Ramban. It's good enough for me. Okay. In the Gemara itself, it says the word Sinai is not there, which is a very important word according to the Rambam, certainly when you get to Sherish Gimel. Okay? And if you open the Gemara Makis, it's not there, but in all Kisviyah, it's there. And the Rambam, it's there, and the Ramban, it's there. Okay? So let's assume that it's there. Okay? Is that fair? Okay. Now, Eich Neumar B'dov V'Shuhu Midrabonon Shuhu Mechlal Hamin. It's a question. How can it be such a thing? Avol heilunu olov mibnei shetol boy rabim. Okay, so this rabim is not there in the Ksaviyat. I don't know where he got it from. It's mibnei shetol bo umaron nechanikum mikum megillah b'chol mitzlasei chemei brachas b'chol yoyim nichum avelim bikacholim kfias mesim habosh zarumim v'chishut kufays shmona say shmona asa yoyim v'ligim asa halot. Part of these he's masig. In Sherish Aleph, okay, you see, you have to understand, he says, let's just go on. The Ishtakil, I don't know what Ishtakil means, but in both in Kapach and Korach, it's something like his boy name, his pale, or something like that, okay? Mimishi Ishma Lashoinim Nemul Olamoshe Bisinai, Vim the Kriyas Ahalo Shishimach by David, Es Hakel Yisbach, Shitsima by Moshe, Vachule, okay? So, what he does is, just let me just set up, before we get involved in the original question I asked you, let's see if we'll have time for it, but it's a very important thing going on here, okay? What's the important thing? The Rambam has a general question, and he puts everything in one lump, this whole group, and he says, you can't send them Moshe Mishina on any of them, okay? Then he goes about and has very specific hasogas on each one individually. Some of them in Sherish Aleph. In Sherish Aleph, he has Halil, Miku Megillah, Nechanika, and Malbush Harumim. Malbush Harumim. In Sherish Beis, he has Bekfus Mesim, Nichom Avelim, Bikacholim, and Chishuv Tkufos, okay? There is no separate discussion about Meir Brachos. Meir Brachos is enough for him, the original point, okay? You look, in Sherish Beis, there's a discussion over there, and in Sherish Al, discussion over there, but no discussion about Meir Brachos. Meir Brachos, he made his point right over here, okay? We'll have to deal and see exactly, you know, we'll talk about that building that also. That's just to give you an overview, okay? Now, you have to keep in mind one thing over here. And it's a very important thing. The Rambam is telling you, and that's what he wants here in Sherish Aleph, that the Yisaid of Minyan HaMitzvahs is Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. Therefore, since Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah in the Dreshes Bohen, when Nemo LaMoshe B'Sinai, as the Rambam clearly says, in the Hagdoma to Pirush B'Shnayis, so you could imagine that Midrash HaTorah in the Dreshes Bohen should have been in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay? However, the Rabbonon doesn't even get anywhere. See, even if you imagine Yud Gimel Midrash, because that's part of Torah, it's part, after Chazal learned it, it's part of the Torah Shabbat Peh, okay? You know, it's a Kach Nila Be'enai, that's their discussion of how they do the drushes. But it could have been game for Minyan HaMitzvahs. But he says the Rabbonin Bechlal is not. And the Yisrael, or the Chepsa, the bosses of Minyan HaMitzvahs, the boss of Minyan HaMitzvahs is Shesh v'os u'shlosh esoy mitzvahs nemru lo l'moshe b'sinai. And the Rabbonin can't be. Okay? That is a very important point. And that's the sort of here, what's going on over here. Okay? Now, now that we have that, now, I just want to read to you, 1 second, now, I just want to show you something interesting over here. Sheshibach boy Moish, Sheshibach boy David, Esel Kael, Yisboach, Shetziva bo Moishe. Okay? Now look at the Arabic of Tzibor B'Moshe. What does it say? Shra. Shin or Sra or Sin Reish Ayin, right? Okay, good. Let's continue. Now, I just want to show you something. V'yimne nechaneke shekovu oysa chama b'yasheni v'chimik of Megillah. Omnom heyos Moshe nemlo b'Sinai sheyitzaveinu, right? Okay. Now a separate point. Now there's a line over here which Kapach left out, which is in the original Arabic. Hine eini roye she'echod yidme ze oy shiyale b'machshavte. Okay. What?
Hebrew the echad.
Yeah, I understand. So what do you want? No, he left the line out.
Why is Yom speaking Hebrew of the word Echa?
I don't know. I don't know anything. It doesn't, I'm not, you know, okay, good. Beseda. Okay, good. Okay. So this, okay. Okay. That's okay. But it's in the original text and he just left it out. The guy, you know, what is it? Okay, good. Beseda, he missed it. Okay. He just, okay, good. Now, so these two are Shrana, right? Correct? Okay, now, before we get involved in anything, Umashiyuli, Sheviyum Elzeh. Okay, so the Kapach and Korach translated Umashiyuli, Shemashinichshalu Bezeh, which is more, Heviyum Elzeh is very powerful. It's more that they got messed up, they were Nichshal, okay? Hey, Yosenu Mavochin al Eile Advoim Asheker Yisrael b'Mitzvoitov, v'Tzivonu al Mikom Megillah u'La'ad L'Gneir. The Chanukah is not there, but that's what it means. Okay, v'Ligmo Es Halel v'Shelas Talmud. It's a Gemara on Shabbos. Chov Gimel Amar Aleph. Heichon Tzivonu v'Omu Milaisaso. Okay, he's referring to Avi's member. Okay. And what's the Sivo over here? Amar, correct? Amar, no, Amar, it's not in English. It's not a Hebrew word, it's an Arabic word. It's a Tzivoy. Amar is al-amar. Al-amar is ha-tzivui, because the al is ha. Amar is a tzivui. Okay? Tzivo. Okay? Then, haloka, continue. Moshe besina is shi'etzaveinu l'kaima. What's shi'etzaveinu over there?
Yomar.
So I ask you a question. Why? If you look at the translations, there's no, like, nothing happened over here. It has all the same. So anyone working from a Hebrew text over here doesn't have a clue of what happened, okay? So I want to tell you something. The Rambam did an amazing thing over here, okay? He says to himself, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready to take this, okay? I'm ready to accept what they say, okay? So what is Nemla Moshe Misinai? And Moshe comes and is mitzvah afterwards, because Toyotzi, I assume Toyotzi, Lamoshe, whatever it is. But Nemla Moshe Misina, because it wasn't a tzibu to Moshe, is Nemla Moshe Misina, and Moshe mitzvah b'nei Israel. Okay. So he says, Herzachai. He says, if Moshe Rabbeinu is mitzvah them to do something, like Loisosu or Kholashia, yeah, Kholashia Rucha, so he says, okay, I understand that's a tzibu. But if you're going to say that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell you now that in a thousand years from now, 2,000 years, when a certain historical event's going to happen, you should be doing something, that's not a tzivui, that's a hira of something in the future that when that happens, there's a hira about it from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ram is ready to accept, even in this, what he is looking at, this zany scenario that he's going in Vispale, but he's not ready to accept the tzivui, even in the he's going in Vispale. And the Rambam is medaktik b'dikt gadol when he talks about all these cases about Ner Chanukah, or he's talking about Mikra Megillah, that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying something, or how will Shishima play David? It's a shrana. But when he's talking about a tzivu of the Torah, of Leisasa, of Chol HaShirucha, that's Amal. And everyone in the Rambam tachav that dictum, and translating anything differently is misrepresenting the Rambam. Okay? No, I got very excited. You know something? You should know that when I saw this Rana, and the last night I was working on this, okay? I said to myself, okay, I ready to put my money down, and I'm not a betting man, that the Rambam will use a different word later when I saw that word Sivo in the top, and I checked it out, and he actually did it. Okay? So I was very excited. Okay? See, it's even better, you know, if you predict the thing and it's true. So it's
are oblivious to this.
No. That's not true. There is a tshuva from Yeshua Nagid on Mitzvah Seh Sadi Hey, which he basically tries to fudge. It's all the same almost. But you look at it. Okay? The Rambam's great grandson. Okay? Veselah. So this is a very important point. You see this? This. Okay, so next time, this is like, you know, the opening thing. So next time, Mr. Hashem, we'll have to, what are you going to do next time? Next time, oh, the Thursday is okay, right? Correct? We're okay. So next time, Mr. Hashem, we'll have to pick up Meir Brochus, Blined, and the Hill of the Hollywood. We'll pick this up, Mr. Hashem, Blined, okay? Now, I'll make a half a deal with you guys, okay? I'll take home the.